A seventh grader eating a salad from a school cafeteria. Others picking fresh fruit. Gym class, 30 minutes every day. These are the changes Mississippi is making after being named number one in childhood obesity. And the students are learning why better choices are necessary.
Stay healthy, do things that will help you later on in life when you're older.
Mississippi wants to promote more students like Victoria Parrish. This 13-year-old lost 20 kilograms by eating better and playing softball.
My change in heart, I guess, because I thought it was time to change myself.
And her school, Byhalia Middle, changed itself.
5 years ago, this is what the cafeteria used to serve. White bread, canned fruit, lots of sauces. Thank you. Nowadays, it's whole grains, 1% milk, and fresh fruit and vegetables.
95% of the school is on free or reduced lunches, but the subsidies are too low to buy more fresh produce. So Byhalia gets some vegetables from the high school greenhouse. Manager Joyce Shaw doesn't allow sodas in her cafeteria and offers fresh fruit smoothies instead. She hopes school habits don't end here.
Maybe that when they go to, if they go to the grocery stores with their parents, or they can let their parents know, Mom, we had kiwis at school today. Let's buy some of those. You know, I'm hoping that they are taken home and start eating nutritionally.
That's difficult for a state like Mississippi, where high-calorie foods have been the tradition for generations. Plus, some citizens live in areas called food deserts, where traditional grocery stores are miles away. This is the only store within walking distance for Bobby McDaniel, and it offers few fresh vegetables.
You can't get them if you don't raise them in your garden. You can't get them here.
School nurse Emily Hurdle calculates BMI, body mass index. Then she counsels students on why it should be lower.
You always think of high blood pressure, diabetes, and these are things that we don't ever want to have to treat. It would be so much better if we could prevent them.
1, 2, 3.
In addition to counting calories, Mississippi law recently mandated 30 minutes of physical activity each day. Coach Henry Hood says he's fighting a new generation that doesn't know how to play.
When I was a child, we had to go out and play. We didn't have the video games and the Wii sets that we stayed inside and played with. So our recess, our outlet was playing and hunting, fishing, doing all those things.
So you're a little over.
Nurse Hurdle is shared between 8 schools in her quest for obesity prevention.
I could teach it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I still would not get through, you know, in a school year what I needed to get done.
She has a few more years before these kids graduate from planned lunch menus and scheduled exercise, and before they get the chance to grow into overweight adults, which statistics show 4 out of 5 could become. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
Good job.